welcome to another episode of The Soul Table. I am Evan, a.k.a. RBD, a.k.a. Awesome.
I don't like the RBD. Well, never mind. It's not for you. I'm a sneaker. I get, but I don't think you're regular.
That's my man, bro.
That was so sweet, man. No, shut the fuck up.
That was adorable.
No, give me
I don't think you're regular, man.
Go ahead, man. Fuck my intro up.
I just you keep it up, no, bro.
It's equipment.
Almost
it's anyway, I'm almost here with the Sneaker King.
No.
$2,000 of equipment.
I'll do it. Thank you. I am the Sneaker King of Philly. You know what I mean? I'm Carl. See, yo, you can't be nice to niggas.
I don't like his name being
nice
Carl. I don't like his
but
name being
Carl.
Your name should be like Trevor. Now, we're here with our usual people. Junie, say something. That's what I'm talking about. Uncle Mike, where you at?
What's up, nieces and nephews?
And we have a guest with her. He is the owner of Supplement, my man Jay. How you feeling, bro?
Feeling good, man. Happy to be here.
You look great. You look great.
Appreciate that.
Got sideburns, beard, ponytail. Look fast, too. Look fast. Anything new? Y'all good?
Chilling.
Everybody
man.
Got on Yankees hats except me. I'm going to let it be. I ain't going to...
I mean, listen, you want to turn up, let's do it. Let's
I
do
ain't
it,
say
bro.
Nothing, man.
Let's do it.
I don't want you going to the bathroom checking Please. To see. I got ball spots now. Like, I'm not doing that. It's just
that's not the reason it's why just I did
stress.
All that.
He did have stress, though.
I mean,
he did have stress.
This nigga is really out of pocket today,
I'm good.
He really on some shit today.
I'm good.
I guess. You're not good until we, yo.
Yeah.
You don't want me to do that, bro. You don't want me to do that. Let's be. I'm a. Be, see it now. I was just being nice.
No, you.
You
wasn't.
See what I'm saying? I can't be nice.
He's wasn't nice.
He's just talking about you regular boy. Like my man ain't regular, but it's cool though. Like I could get in my petty bag, Uncle Mike. I could get in my petty bag for sure. For sure. I mean, I'm not as.
He get, you
I'm getting, not as ignorant as you.
But you get sassy from time. To, he gets sassy from time to time. You clearly see. You can't say nothing to him. He get all upset. Look, he rubbing his head down. He all upset. It's all right. It's cool. It's going in one day. It's going in.
He's mad because I mean,
what you say? Because I'm black.
I just went from Jason Tatum to now all of a sudden.
All right. So what's on the menu?
Yeah, no. Let's keep it going. Yeah. See, look.
It's cool. It's cool. Listen. All right. He's on the menu today, we got Nike. Nike's on the plate today. We gonna have a conversation with Nike. Nike is hemorrhaging money, and they're hemorrhaging money super bad. Like. Their numbers are down. While they're still up, it's still way down.
And we're not going to make it seem like Nike is still not ahead of the game. They are. And
I mean, after this year, you're not going to feel that way.
I mean, out of respect, I mean, we still going to make it seem. We're not going to make it seem like Nike is not that. They are that.
So,
but what they are doing right now, it sort of makes sense in the business aspect, but it doesn't make sense to.
And what he means by that is Nike right now is trying to find ways to generate revenue. Nike is introducing a line for under $100.
And I like this.
Now, it is a dope idea, but you're not doing it for the right reason. That's my whole thought.
That's true. That's true, because y'all could have did this.
So they announced that they plan on introducing a line that is $100 and under around the world. So, yes, it will be in the United States. It will be in Japan. It will be in Germany. It will be in Australia, which would be awesome because it will be down under, which means the Nike sign will be backwards, and it means Newport. Boom.
upside down. Never mind.
There you go. So at the end of the day, they're recognized as a sportswear giant, so I guess they're like, we're going to come back and take the throne by undercutting everybody, which is a sturdy plan. Nike's chief financial advisor, Matthew Friend, told investors, our team is also attacking, quote, right here, our team is also attacking opportunities across price points, and this was according to the Japan Times. Like, Jay, lead us in on this. How do you feel?
Being a business owner.
Well, that seems like a race to the bottom. Like, I wouldn't lower my price to, like, undercut everybody else. I feel like it takes the value away from the
like
product.
That. You said a race to the bottom. That means they Nike fast. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I mean, but it is Nike. I mean, you can't really kick them out. Like he said, they are that. But, you know what I mean? Then people, you know how it is. Kids making fun of people. Oh, so you got them under $100 sneakers.
Oh, you talking to Marshall Jones?
Yeah, like.
But remember.
The shoes ain't got no box.
There are people out here that are actually really good hoopers, really good soccer players that are playing in absolutely nothing. Bare right. feet.
That is true.
And this is around the world thing. I'm not saying that, you know, most United States people are not that poor. But, when you get to Africa and in Mexico.
That's wild.
We got real athletes out there that are way better than us.
You saw the bull up there training for basketball, but he was like dribbling rocks.
That's what I'm talking about. He was playing a thong flip flops.
What's the elasticity in rocks though? Like, hold on.
But he was double dribbling. He was like, he was getting it in. Like, I know it might not have been a rock. It probably was.
My thing is, what sneakers are they like? Are they going to take like some of the fly sneakers that was expensive and make those under 100? Or are they going to create a whole another custom
could be
line?
It could be like the Super Bowl theory. Like, you know, after they, you know, lose the championship, you give them the
right. You send the championship joints to Africa.
Yeah. So it sound like
or maybe Giannis, the sneakers are sitting.
Gotta do better.
Maybe that.
No, we got the factory. It's right down the street. The factory. They got a security guard in there for people stealing from the factory. That's wild.
Armed security for the outlet. Philly is crazy.
You can't even have shit at the outlet. Like, no, I'm just saying though. Personally,
this could be a plus, and it could be
it will
it
be
could
a plus.
Be used as a plus, but it's right now it is a negative because they're probably, you know, trimming the fat for certain things. Like, there were people that were backdooring the sneakers, going
backdoor the kids. I'm sorry,
reselling. like they, you know, they the lady that had to resign, her son was reselling all these sneakers. He's in pictures posting.
And to be fair, she was stole from sneakers. Facebook as well. This trend was getting it.
Mind you, we're not going to say her name. We're just letting you know that, you know,
making money. She was taking money. Like, they let her near the shit. Then they let her near the shit again. They was like, we know you stole from Facebook. Don't you come work for Nike?
That's crazy.
By saying that, you know, Nike lays off 740 people. And, I mean, to save the, you know, the extra money or whatever, so, whatever the case may be.
So to put context to what Carl is talking about, Nike... in June, was it the 26th or 28th? I'm not sure. I think it was the 28th. 20th. They laid off 740 employees at the Nike headquarters in Oregon. Now, they didn't just lay off like the lower level employees. They started at the top. They did the directors, which was 174 directors and 110 seniors. And there were more cuts deeper than that. That was just at the first round, which to me says, all right, yo, y'all ain't doing shit. We got to let y'all go. Like Jay, you got a company, you got a business. How you handling a situation like that?
Well, I'm going to say first that they're definitely doing what corporate America typically does.
The American way.
The American way. When you hire all these OGs that's been there for a long time,
uh-huh,
you've been having to pay them incrementally up. These guys are making a ton of money. And you got these young, hungry people in college that's coming out,
uh-huh,
that's willing to do what they do for way less pay. Mm-hmm. So when you starting to think about margin cuts, like, oh, like, are we're spending too much here. Like, where can we trim the fat? It's like, cut these execs. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to hire somebody for half the pay to do double the work because they're young and they're hungry and the job market is trash.
That this is wrong, because this is how people get up.
Right.
But, you know, got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do.
So, man, just so you know, this isn't the first time Nike has did this. Nike, in 84,
mm-hmm,
in February of 84, they let go of 1,500 people.
It's crazy.
On Valentine's Day.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah. Called it the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. While that has a different meaning in American history, and Nike decided to use that as well. Naya put that picture up of St. Valentine's Day Massacre view.
That's a wild.
I asked.
I do want to throw this out there. I had to Google it real quick. Nike's net worth is $123 billion.
Uh-huh.
So technically, they shouldn't have to really fire anybody.
They shouldn't.
You could find them.
They shouldn't, which is crazy.
And again, I don't know what's under that.
Do y'all feel like the
tighten the ship? I'm keep trying to tell you.
But not even just tightening the ship. Do y'all also feel like there's a lot of subdivisions within Nike that don't necessarily like have any traction? Like ACG has like three subdivisions. Because you have like ACG Weather, ACG Trail, ACG. Right. You know what I mean? So like if those subdivisions aren't necessarily making as much revenue as, let's just say, I don't know, Nike Basketball, Nike Soccer, you know, whatever, why would you keep those divisions
if they aren't? Well, when they did, like, a while ago when they did their first cuts, they cut the golf division. Like, they used to make clubs, and they made some bomb-ass clubs.
Right.
To which you get them off eBay, they're worth, you'll pay between $700 to, like, $9,000 for I'm sorry, $4,000 for a pair of Vaporflies that, when I mean, I got a pair. These motherfuckers, I don't know why they stopped making clubs. Like, they are amazing.
Was
like,
Tiger behind that? Was
I don't know. Well, Tiger Cut was different. That was later. That was like, what, 2 years ago? And he started his Red Sunday line. Mm-hmm. Which it don't look right. It's like a boneless tiger. That shit crazy as shit. A boneless tiger. It's a boneless tiger. Like, you go look, put Anaya symbol, put the logo up. But when you see it, it don't look right. And you be like, this tiger hungry as shit.
Like,
like
it's not Tony.
It's Nate it's Tony. Not Tony yeah. It's like, it, that's trash. That's tiger something. Pussy. Mm-mm. That tiger crazy. Yeah, they needed it. Yeah, Tiger, he made a mistake on that right. Like, you look at him, too, because you expect to see the Nike check sign. You're like, it's like watching, it's like seeing it somebody without a mustache. You're like, that ain't it, boss.
That ain't it.
I don't trust you. I'll take the field. I'll take the field. I used to take Tiger in his Nike. If you seen him on Sunday with the red on, you're like, oh, he about to bust somebody ass today. Right. But now you see it, you're like, nah, I'll take
it's something. But no, what you're saying about the subdivisions and all that, it definitely makes sense. Because if it's not gaining traction, what are we keeping it for?
Right. Exactly.
But again, eventually everything always comes back around. So, always.
So one of the subdivisions that they got rid of was the Adapt technology.
Yeah.
Self-lacing. Like, personally, that was your, well, not one of your best divisions, but that had your most potential because all of us have seen Back to the Future, you know, and we all wanted those power laces. Like, you, like when they started making, like when they first made the Earls, Carl, you went bananas for them bitches and got them.
Yep.
And found out when he laced them up, he was like, well, they laced this way. You would push the button on the side and they were laced up. Then he did it with the.
Well, it sets a memory. So whenever you put your foot into it, the memory is already set. All you gotta do is just hold it.
That's cold shit.
So
it's like the driver's seat of a car.
You don't have to, you know what I mean?
Like a Tesla.
So, or you could just loosen it, whatever, and then you hold the buttons and then it goes from there. But then they came out with the app. And the app does everything for you.
But see, the crazy part was they got rid of that, right? They had the app. It was for your watch. It was for your phone.
It's closing soon.
And it's gone.
It's like, gone now?
Yeah.
I thought it said, you know.
That shit gone. It ended, I think, last week.
They could have pivoted with that.
Honestly. They could have.
Well, how I look at it is you got people that are, like, handicapped and stuff like that. See, that can't tie their shoes. Well, they got
the,
like,
the fly ease.
But the fly ease, okay. Which fly ease for which, that. You know, Jimmy Fallon invented. Shout outs, Jimmy. That was good shit right there. Just thinking, like, what if when I get older, I can't put my shoes on.
Right.
Like, that's decent. And, like, to be fair, you could even market those to, like civil service workers, like firefighters, because they take their shoes off and put them on, you know, consistently, just pop, pop.
Right.
You jump in your gear, and then you go. That takes, honestly, that takes a good couple seconds off of your jumping.
They might be just selling the technology to somebody else.
They could.
In my opinion, I really believe that they're probably going to get rid of that and come out with something better.
Okay,
but see, we seen what something better is with the massage shoes.
Yeah, the Hyperices.
The Hyperices, yes.
Have you seen the review on those? Do people actually like them or not? Nah? Because I seen the video, but
we haven't gotten.
Is it just some vibration or is it a real massage?
Some of the athletes in the Olympics,
Shikari,
they had some. And they liked them. LeBron already has a pair.
I saw him wearing them. Of course.
I know Shikari got a pair.
Yeah, she's got.
Yo,
a pair.
I just know after Shikari had to walk that mile when she got locked out that one gate and she still won silver. I know she put some Hyperices on before that race.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
And even afterwards, I'd have been doing my interview with him. Yeah, he had to walk about 3 miles to get around.
Get around his gate.
To see how do you walk in them though and not tear them apart.
Because they probably got a secondary layer where it's like
the massage part. It's got to be heavy as shit, bro.
Got to be heavy.
It got to be heavy.
So you're saying it's like, again,
like a boot, bro.
Like the boots from Doug. I mean, the shoes from Doug. The Scott Davisons.
and then I'm trying to figure out the price point because.
Well, that's a hurt piece. Got to be.
Yeah. Just saying that they got rid of it and. They haven't done much with it.
Like I'm still sick. I'm still sick about the Hyper Adapts. I'm really sick about that because I own 4 pairs of non-lacing shoes. Don't get me wrong. I'm sick about it. At least I can still put my foot in it. It has a memory thing where I don't have to use the app. That's fine. But at the end of the day, you know, my life was completely changed after seeing Back to the Future Part 2.
Lazy as shit.
That's real rap. No, it's not
that's
even that.
That's crazy. So even the people that's grandfathered in don't get access to the app?
No, you should just keep your access. No, the app is just gone. That's what makes you mad too, because like,
get my phone,
did it give you a heads up? Like, yo,
it did. Remember? It did.
Okay,
it did.
Obviously.
But we gotta think it's gotta be within the cuts too, the 700 cuts, because you have to pay people who
manage the app.
Yeah,
right. But if you just came out with HyperISIS, right? I'm pretty sure Wadi just lace up.
There's gonna be an app.
The technology is right there.
No. It's no. It's, well, it
I mean,
no
they could have really just fused it together. In, right? If HyperISIS yeah. are
slipping in pause.
Yep. I missed
pause.
That.
Good. And, yep. Thank God you missed it. Thank God.
Dude, can you repeat?
Trying to be.
I'm gonna let it slide. I didn't say nothing. I ain't say nothing this time. Look over there.
Never gonna be fucking professional, bro. It's not gonna happen.
Too late for
it's
that.
Not gonna
that
happen.
Been out the window. Which leads to the next part of, you know, the HyperISIS. I say HyperISIS with the Adapt Laces being on. There's no accountability at Nike right now.
There is
absolutely zero accountability. Like Nike. Like, they blame their lack of innovation on Zoom meetings. Like, can you believe that? Like, oh, because you don't come in, now we got no innovations. Like, according to John Donahue, he claims that the company's creative ambitions for products suffered when people were working from home remotely. And he basically admitted that, you know, it stemmed from, like, the supply chain problems during the pandemic. But that wasn't really the case. You know that's the case. Everybody knew that. But Nike was always sold. Everything was sold out. Forced you to try other brands like Adidas. And New Balance and Reebok and Noble, which
Hoka.
Yeah. But so they decided to like bring them back. Well, they did that shit 20 months ago, and you still blaming it on them doing Zoom meetings? Hey, come back. They did it before we even like people were allowed to really come back to work.
Didn't Noble put out an ad or something like that?
Yeah.
Trying to hire
Nike workers and say, oh, you'll like the way you wear. It felt like that Suge Knight moment. You don't like your balls.
Death row.
You don't like people dancing up in your shoes.
Come on, like down to checks all in the shoes.
That's hilarious.
You want to make sure you got job security, you know, apps that work. That's fucked up. But you get what I'm saying, though. Yeah. So just knowing that they did that, like, was really, really fucked up in itself. But what they decided to do was like to try to jumpstart it. They did Nike Air, you know, Nike on Air, the Paris. Mm-hmm. To try to jumpstart like, oh, this is our innovative idea. Mm-hmm. To which I don't think those shoes are really functional because they came out with the
and they look good. I really like them. I like all the little
the blueprint
concepts.
The concept's cool, but the blueprints that they came out with, like the actual shoe. Go back.
Yeah,
go back. Man, had them Zoom meetings. Maybe they need to be home. You know, I'm.
Yeah, something got to happen there, Nike, because y'all fucking up.
There you go. Man, it's too easy.
At least one show.
Too easy. Because y'all fucking up, bro. Like,
look at them.
I've been saying this for a little while now. Like,
look at them.
Y'all can hire anybody in this room to come up with something creative and spot on. If somebody's. All I want is a Nike dunk.
So
how you feel about them D-Book ones? Them joints.
Yeah.
How you feel about them?
Nah, I love them.
You love them?
I love them.
I'm just saying, people were saying that they were fucking up when they came out with them jokes.
I said it.
I saw many people. Yeah, they was roasting. I was like, that joint came out, people was roasting them.
It was like,
but you see, all right, so this is where we're going to go with this. The reason why they did what they did.
It's like a soft front.
Everybody's trying to copy the Kyrie aesthetic.
Right.
All
right,
you're not going to get that.
Try that shit.
So what happened was, to give you something, the silhouette is plain. But the color schemes and the concepts that they're going to have behind it is going to sell the shoe. Right.
They have done their due diligence with all the colorways.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's some good looking colorways.
Remember, we didn't get the.
Did they give Suni Lee a pair?
The Air Max.
He better had. Mm-hmm. He probably gave a pair.
Suni Lee.
The Air Max 95 versions. Yeah. We didn't get those. Right. Those are PEs.
Miracles and blessings.
So they.
Miracles and blessings.
It's stupid. We didn't get the orange ones that came out in Miami.
Right.
Those are the ones that are going for super high right now, like $2,000. Wow. I'm mad that I slept on them. You get certain PEs. Like, they know what they're doing with the colorways. The colorways is going to sell
the sneaker. That's what sells the sneaker.
Yeah, so they're going to give you a plain silhouette. And I actually got the lavender ones. They're very, very nice. They're very nice.
Really the sneaker king, man.
And
they're very,
I do
very nice. The very junior face was like this. It might be very nice.
I haven't worn them, but.
The lavenders are very nice, bro. No, when you put your feet on, because you're a hooper.
Yeah.
Bro,
just soft. Really
that, that cushion on the side.
You keep going back to this soft. You said the front looks soft. You trying to say they feel soft. You just keep saying how soft they look. Like they're a roll of toilet paper.
You're
going
to like them, bro. Trust me.
I try.
Trust me. You're going to like them, Joseph. You get your hands on one pair. Right, trust me, you put your foot in, you're going to like them, Joe.
Well, speaking of design, one of Nike's lead designers, Dylan Rash, he quit. He quit.
What was that, Dylan? Was it Dylan or Dylan?
Dylan.
Okay, can you say Dylan?
Or Dylan? Dylan.
That's what you're about to say. Is it Dylan? What was Dylan Rash responsible for? What
he was responsible for the Roshe Run, the Air Max 720, the Air Max Pre-Day, and the Air Max 290.
Damn.
Like he...
All heat.
And he also did a bunch of remakes. And I'm trying to remember what he did. But he did a bunch of remakes on Air Max. It's a couple of different colorways. And like the way he quit was honestly pretty dope. He went on Instagram and said, after 14 years, this is my last week at Nike.
He thinks
I made it. I made it through the decision to part ways. Grateful to all the individual and teams I had the pleasure to work with over the years. Some projects, it's the brand, and opened myself to a new chapter, eternally proud to be a part of. And yeah, then threw up the deuce sign. Ugh.
The deuce sign is
so wild. Basically, he's gonna go work at Noble, and he tired of being a, you know, people all in the videos with their checks. But like when that happens, and you let a designer like that go, who was doing shit that was innovative. Now you might not have bought all this shit. You might not, right? Mm-hmm. But the idea is that he's doing shit.
Right.
So it's like if Tinker got up and left, you would probably be more hell of inclined to be like, wait a minute now. That's breaking news. Like, that man made Mike. Yeah. You would probably be more hell of impressed. Like, what would, like I said, you have your own business. You will get into your business. We definitely will get into that because you smart. You smart as fuck. Like, in your design, did you design the bottle yourself?
No, it was a group of us, but mainly one industrial designer.
Okay, mm-hmm. So say that industrial designer left the company you get the bottles made from. Are you then going to that other company?
No. Would I go to the company that made that?
You're following the designer.
Oh, yeah. See, honestly, when you find like a real dope designer, you keep somebody like that because, on these calls, when you're designing like an actual product and you're like just saying words of what you want to like, which like what like what's in your brain you're trying to like portray it out. Uh-huh. And then this designer just hears what you say and in their brain, they're able to formulate a product. That's some genius shit. Like, when you really think about it, like, when I used to be on these calls and we would, like, tell them, like, yeah, I wanted to incorporate sneaker culture. I wanted to, you know, something that, like, people can resonate with. Blah, blah, blah. Saying all this stuff. And he comes with, like...
You about to have a ball.
He came with, like, 10 different designs. Like, and we're just scrolling through them. I'm just like, bro, like, how did you come up with this in your brain?
I designed myself. And I can tell you right now, it is a trip when you hit that mark where you in a zone.
Right.
And you're like, I want this. And you tell me, like, I want... You say, I want to paint, and I want this in here, I want this, and I just go, cool. And then I slide out like 15 different
right.
calls. You're like, where did you come up with that shit from?
Yeah, it's like, where does all that stuff stored at? And then, so after he came with all those designs, then that's when I gave my input, and we kind of mixed like four or five of his designs and made it into one, and then boom, the settling bottle was like born.
I could assume he's on crystal meth, because... That's just that's
in New Yorker too.
That's just Adderall.
From Queens.
Oh, he did. When you talk to him on the phone, he go, "Yo, son, I got you, son.
Yeah.
Yo, money, I got you. Yo, B. Are you from New York?
I am.
I knew it.
You really from New York?
Yeah, he really is.
The shit that we find, yo, we
from Brooklyn, son. That's what made me ask. I ain't ask you.
Brooklyn from Jamaican Avenue.
That's what I'm talking about, son. That's what I'm talking about. My man, New York Junior. That's what I'm talking about.
We about to call it start. New York June from
New
that
York
one.
New York June bug. My man was happy. As soon as I said New York, he had a different proud to him. So he's like, yeah, I'm from New York. That's what made me ask. But I was like, yo, I know body language. I pay attention. I pay strict attention. So that was well put. High five. Get that. So I think, so Nike right now to rebound it, to make it, you know, I guess well-rounded. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right?
They decided to start retro and Grails.
Something that they always, you know.
I think that is the dumbest shit ever. I want to keep Grails. I think it's fucked up. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they always come out with random. Like he said, everything comes back around.
But not like this, always. Though.
But I feel like they're desperate. They're cutting the fat. They're trying to be more valuable. So they're going to try to come out with older sneakers.
I'm going to be honest.
Make the money. But the writing was on the wall, though, when they did the Air Maxes.
When sneakers are, because some of the things that I have, people look at them like, all right, when Junior came over the house one time, first thing he saw, he goes in there, he's like, yo, what the fuck, bro? And it's like, yo, these things are gems that people cannot get anymore. Sneakers break down, they crumble. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like, there are generations because Junior is younger.
Somebody like me to repair them.
That's true.
Plug.
But, again, at the end of the day, you want that freshness. You want that fresh out the box. You want to feel that. I think it's a great idea because there's certain things that I want that I still haven't gotten my hands on. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about undefeated fours, or you talk about certain PEs that, because they're starting to bring out some of these PEs that haven't even touched, haven't touched shelves. Not only that, we're getting one of your favorites, the Pata Par Air Maxes, the chlorophyll ones. I think it's just the Par ones, right?
Yeah, Pata Par. Yeah, the chlorophyll. Yeah,
the very first one. Okay. But they are bringing those back.
But listen, that's a grail.
But
these are all things.
But should you keep grails? I think you should, because, well, don't get me wrong, I'm okay with the idea behind that, you know, to recycle them, like, because these kids might, you know, they want them, like, but I'm not, they not really checking for them. Like, I just tried to buy my son some KD Nerfs, and he looked at me like I had six heads. So I showed him the old package mines, and he goes, oh man, I want those. And I was like, get the fuck out of my face.
I have an issue with this because, for one, it depreciates the value of
it does
of the sneaker itself, right? Mm-hmm. Two, create your own grails.
Thank you.
Grateful Dead's, if Grateful Dead's came out in early 2000s, they would be a top five sneaker of all time.
They would.
If Ben and Jerry's, you know, all these other sneakers that they've recently come out with, mm-hmm. these sneakers would be, you know, top 10, top five sneakers, but they don't have the same hype because the sneakerheads now don't have the same appreciation that we had.
Well, the Ben and Jerry's are, that's a certified grill.
They are, but
the Grateful Dead certified grill.
Right, but to the sneakerheads of our age, are they really? I mean, compared to what? Like a Skunk Dunk to a
I'm sorry, Paris. The Ben and Jerry's are. They are.
All right, but the Grateful Dead should have been up there too.
Yes, they should have. They should have
came
out.
You're not wrong.
Should have
Concept Air Max is probably should have been up there with some of the greatest Air Maxes of all time. Yeah,
they are.
No, concept Air Maxes.
Oh, the Air Maxes.
The Tiger Camo with the three. These were all great innovative sneakers that should have.
I was getting on the plane. She was like,
I think you're right in certain aspects, but at the end of the day, all sneakers crumble. They do.
They do.
And this is going to bring down the reseller value. Okay, but at the end of the day, we're not in it to. Even though all the shit that I have is very, very expensive, I'm not in it for that. I like the sneaker because I like the sneaker. I don't give a fuck how much the money goes up or down because I don't intend to sell it.
Well, and one more point, and I forgot this. One more point.
They just going to get backdoored.
No.
You're not lying.
They are. You're not lying.
You're not lying.
Mark is
how I view as earlier Millennium SBs and other concepts like that, they're pieces of art to me. So you can't.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You can't replicate the Mona Lisa.
No, you cannot.
You can't replicate the Sistine Chapel.
I got the poster.
You can't do that for me.
You can't. But at the end of the day, I think this is very good. It's a certain things that I do want to get my hands on. There's some doubles that I do want to get my hands on.
So
I like the idea. So how? I don't think anything should be safe.
How do you view that?
Open the vault up and bring everything out.
How do you?
It's real rad.
Which topic exactly?
The grails, like bringing back grails.
I mean, I say bring them back. There's a bunch of stuff that I've never been able to purchase. But honestly, I think it's going to be the same thing. Like, it goes out, and if you're not on the app, and you don't get the thing that say you got them, then you're going to end up having to buy them.
You got to add some cheat codes. No bullshit. Yeah.
That shit hurt.
Because I barely can grab some of the sneakers that I want.
That shit hurt, though. That's a hurt.
I got people.
Fuck up your day a little bit.
Sorry, you were not selected.
And right now, I got people tight. That are sitting and waiting for the Galaxies. The Galaxy phones.
Yep.
That's
a grail.
That's a grail.
Yeah.
But the thing is.
But it's not going to look the same as the original.
It's not. But at least people can try to get. Like, I might go for a second.
So wouldn't that make your originals that you got, wouldn't that make that still more valuable than the...
Well, no. what he said with the nerfs. Oh, okay. What he said with the nerfs. Look at what they did with the nerfs.
I got
the nerfs, they came out with a package, they came out with a hoop, and they came out with a basketball. Yeah. You didn't get that with these.
You did not.
You did, right. And I heard that they changed the sneaker up just a little bit.
They did. But see, so the original time that they did it, well, one of the original times that they did it, is when they remade the LeBron South Beaches. When they did that, it don't look nothing like the original South Beaches. While it's aged, but if you get the picture and put it right next to the actual shoe, it looks nothing like that. The color is just a tint off. The bottom is just tint off. Like, right. It's not the same. So where do you actually draw a line in the cement and be like, we not doing this.
Right.
Like,
right.
If you want to make me a shoe, make me a Air Mag. Mm. Make those. Make something that nobody has. Because that's not a grill that's never been released. That was just a movie prop.
Well, they did what they did. They did it for Parkinson's.
No, they did it for Parkinson's, but it wasn't a wearable shoe. I'm talking about make one now.
Watch what you go think bananas. About this sneaker? And I thought it'd be controversial because it's like, I don't know if it's considered a grail, but the Nike Soul, the Mike Vick joints that came out a long time ago.
I do.
He was just talking about that.
Yeah, I'm in.
Them joints hard.
I'm in.
But they would never come out with nothing Mike Vick.
No, but they no.
That's
no,
a shame. No.
They did. They did that a while ago. But what? The fact, like the Mike Vicks.
What did they come out with?
They brought his shoes back out.
They did?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, that's y'all sleeping, bro. It's just like with Deion Sanders. They did it. They did it twice this year.
Football sneaks is coming back, and the fact that they made them into cleats this year, I got a pair. I don't even play football, but I be training my son. I be out there throwing around. I look like I'm like, boy, it's like 2002. I'm outside. I'm outside again.
That's hilarious.
I'm out there, I'm looking. I look like Dante Culpepper right now, but it's cool. It's cool. Byron Leftwich.
I really forgot all about him, man.
That's how he looks. It's just. I'm glad they did it. I'm just glad they did it.
Listen, like I said, let them cook. Open that box up. Bring all this shit out. Give me some Paris SBs. Maybe.
Bust it wide open.
Bust that box,
bro. Maybe the NYC Pigeons. Please do that for me.
No.
See, you always make a special request.
I need them.
Nike ain't watching this shit.
They watching it because we talking about their fucking product. They definitely watching it. I guarantee you they are.
If you like what you see, please subscribe to the Soul Table. We are currently streaming on all platforms.
Whatever VPs y'all got out there, listen to me. Listen to me.
Subscribe.
I'm around. Just hit me share. Up.
Just like, subscribe, and share.
Please do that.
Subscribe and share.
I done got all y'all shit. All of it. Y'all can come to my house and get the blueprints if y'all need it.
Well.
Fuck.
That's wild.
It's actually a blueprint that I got on that bottle.
That's right what there. I was about to allude to. Speaking of blueprints, I noticed on your bottle.
Yeah, man.
On your Air Max Day bottle, which is.
Yeah, bro. It was this Hold was last
up.
Year.
Hold
I
it up.
Know, I don't know which camera I'm supposed to be looking at.
Anyone, doesn't matter.
Which y'all don't know is off camera. I specifically bought us all bottles, right? And then he starts handing them out, and they get the gold and a black one. And he gave me a McDonald's All-American bottle, and I'm grateful. But I wanted that one. And he basically was like,
if I can find another one.
The crazy part was his face was like,
bottle.
This is mine.
Because this is like a holy grail and like for supplement. Because one of my guys that worked that's on my team, we was able to get this super dope connect. And we got in with Nike, and they were doing a gifting thing to a bunch of influencers. And I was to represent Air Max Day or whatever. Everybody know that happened like last year. Mm. And then they reached out to supplement because of our bottle having all the sneaker elements. They was like, yo, like, you know, we'd be cool if y'all did the bottle. So they sent this, and it was so much legal stuff that we had to go through to like get this. This is the original artwork of how they designed.
So you got a tinker right there.
Yep. Yeah. So
turn that around.
Super dope.
You see the tinker. The whole situation is an actual sketch. Yeah. Right there.
Super dope. And it only went out to about 70 people.
That's what I'm
saying. So we didn't make that many. We didn't make that many of them, but you know, I had to.
I'd have been in that room. And you'd be like, they only sent 66 bottles. Then I just took four of them, motherfuckers.
Yeah, they were in like the gift boxes and stuff like that to a bunch of influencers and like real sneaker, like all a bunch of sneakerheads and stuff like that.
So we were. Just talking about that because they could have went anywhere. Are you afraid of the competition? Like, because you're in a heavily competitive. Because right now, everybody, hate to say it, everybody wants Stanley. Everybody is on Stanley.
That's
everybody
the thing.
Like the, I call them Karen Cups now.
Well, yeah, so Stanley's been around for like 100 years already. So, like, they've come out with
tools.
Yeah, they're a construction company. And, you know, their guys are outside working in the heat all the time. So, you know, they did some double insulated, you know, bottles. But they were kind of capped at, like, construction workers for a long time. And then, you know, Nike should probably holler at their person because they find somebody creative to be like, yo, let's market this more toward, like, teachers and women and nurses and stuff like that. And they did a crazy TikTok campaign, and then, like, girls just kind of went crazy. But I wouldn't say that's not really, like, that particular audience wasn't who we were targeting at first. Because,
right.
Like, we were founded on the premise that, like, you know, most people within the culture never even use insulated bottles. Because you never heard, like, nobody you ever, like, you go on a vacation, probably now because everybody, like, is using insulated bottles now. But, like, if you would have went on vacation, like, a couple years ago, and this is when I was coming up with the brand, like, you know, all the different white people were out on a beach and they're all drinking out their Yetis and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
All the black and Hispanic people had the cups from the resort. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nobody had bottles. And I was just like, it was just like a eureka for me. I'm just like, yo, I like what I'm doing is like, it's like, it's a dope thing because people aren't targeting them. So like when you see the ads, now that we talking about it now, your phone going to pull up an ad from Hydro Flask or something because we talking about it.
That's wild.
But like
my man said, they ain't niggas being niggas. They just went to go get
the resort cups. Because because when people start using them and then like your ice is in there, you had a cookout and this joint, like you pick it up and it's hot. You like, oh, my joint probably melted. Open it, it's ice cold. You like, yo. So you end up bringing this joint with you everywhere.
Uh-huh.
But like the technology's been out for years. It's just that y'all, you know, they ain't market to the culture. So I would say, I think that the market can be saturated with like the, you know, the bogus cups you can get at like Target or whatever. Right. But the cups that are intentionally marketing to the culture and trying to like create something that's stylish, like if we made a bunch of these, people would buy this because it's like, you know, this could be a grail.
So you're that I'm getting it.
For sure. And you might as well.
You touched on it. This could be a grail. You're touching two different markets. So basically right now you're from what I get, you're aimed towards black community and sneaker culture.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got one thing that's specific to your bottle that nobody else can possibly do, like, right. Or even thought of.
Right.
And I'm going to ask you a multitude of questions on it because, A, this is one of my favorite. You took this bottle and you put an Air Jordan sole on it.
That's a fact. Yes, sir.
Why?
So, like I said.
And how did you come up with this?
Back to my industrial designer. So he's, you know, somebody of urban culture. So I like to say, the reason why I like to say urban culture is because a lot of people are that live in urban communities. Some, not all of them are black.
Right.
A lot of Hispanics. You got Indians. You got Chinese. Yeah. Dude, so it's like
we even got a couple whites in there.
You got a couple whites.
Don't put the S on that. That sounds extremely racist when you put an S on it.
I'm mixed.
You can't put an S on it.
I can say what I want.
He can say what he wants.
I can say what I want.
If I walked up and said, you know, hey man, look at all these whites.
I can say it.
Or if I
look at all these crackers.
Or if I opened up. Or if I opened up a bag of jelly beans and opened it up and it's all black jelly beans and I go, look at all these blacks. That's fucked up. You can't do that.
You can't do that. But
the way that you talk about that and put something, so many pause moments and how you have said.
I said, look at all these whites.
Can you talk to me about the Air Jordan one bottom piece? Let's get this.
Well, we were coming up with the design. Wow. We were pretty much trying to incorporate sneaker culture because I was just like, yo, trying to introduce an insulated water bottle to a group of people that typically don't buy these. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can I create something that will resonate? And I was like, oh, sneakers is like an easy layup because like the culture, we love getting fly. We love sneakers. So I was like, how can I incorporate that in the bottle? So we was looking at a bunch of different bottles and stuff like that, trying to figure out like, what could we do? You know, other brands had like these like sleeves you could put on the bottom. I'm just like, that's corny. So I was just like, yo, let's make the bottom of the bottle the replica of a sole of a sneaker. So we were just looking at a bunch. We created a bunch of different ones, but then we decided like when we mashed it up with like a Jordan 1, we was like original Jordan 1. Like you look at the bottom and it's like, boom, it was like this pattern. So he was like, yo, let's make this pattern to be like the sole of the bottle, the non-slip piece of the bottle. Yep. And I'm like, people, and then of course we wrote all this stuff on there, like selling in first, you know, black owned business, designing the shy, stuff like that, to like make it be like a marketing tool wherever we go. Like people could you could always find like people like, oh, where you get that bottle from? It's like, man, just look at the bottom, bro. We in there. But like we wanted to incorporate that as well as like, all right, so carrying it around, you see people walking around with those big old Stanley cups and holding it. That wasn't even out yet when I created these. It was originally fixed. Yeah, originally it was just like, you know, most people just had like, for instance, that bottle has nothing you could hold it with. So it's like we wanted to create a super dope carrying loop so that way people can customize them like that, down that the
helps.
Line.
No, that really helps because like with other brands, they just the loop is the actual lid top.
Right. It's the lid.
It's the lid top. So
and then you drop it and then that thing breaks and right, then now you just got nothing to carry with.
So my real question for you is why the cross top? I've been like trying to figure that out. Now I've been doing my little research on you. You know, I figured that out.
Right, right.
So I was looking, I was like, you don't say nothing about the cross top.
Right, right.
Cross top. And I get that might be your logo. I get that's the logo.
Yeah. So it's actually not a cross. It's the blocks. Let me see that bottle real quick. So we call this the Blocks logo. So it represents like the streets that we all grew up.
Oh,
on.
Oh shit!
So this is actually the streets.
That's like a cross.
And if you look closely at the bottle, this is a white one. So I mean, normally white, the black white. One. If you look closely at the bottle, we put like the texture on there to represent like the streets.
The asphalt.
Yeah. Hey, asphalt. So like it's the details. Boom. People don't really know, but it's the small little details that we did. That people will appreciate eventually once people really start catching on to who we are and what we're doing. But like we really tried to create some hot shit for y'all, honestly.
That's fine.
Sound effect.
Yeah, you know what I'm fine. Saying?
That's right, wild.
That's crazy.
I am, like I said, I am.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
Man, we probably was just going back and forth maybe for like a month. Just going back and just forth with designs and stuff like that. Yeah. Even with dealing with the manufacturer, like the lid was smooth and we were just like, that's corny. Like honestly, we was looking at this you know, like the cement threes. Honestly, I had just got the brown ones. The one was like the brown cement, mocha, the white, mocha, mocha, yeah, the mochas. I had just got those, and I was just like, yo, this pattern is fire. I'm like, I wonder if we can get this on the lid. And then it was like a texture thing that we was able to do overseas, where like all of our lids was able to come out like with this cement texture, so that way it could represent like it could really represent the streets with incorporating the Blocks logo.
So I noticed that. What we noticed, you have a lot of customizations going on. Like you somehow capture the essence of custom. Because you said you did this for Nike. It was about right. 70. Which personally, I'm gonna be real. This could easily be sold like on their website, and this would sell the fuck out easily.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But definitely. Fact that you're still a small brand,
right?
Like, and you're still niche to your culture and
right.
both the cultures. How do you still keep it corporate but maintain that? Exclusivity.
Yeah, that's actually a good, great question. So a lot of times we don't really like. I've done corporate orders, and don't get me wrong, we do the corporate orders because we're a small brand and we're trying to grow. So most of the large brands start with like a investment of like $400,000 to $500,000 to $100,000. To like $1 million. So that gives you the runway where you can create a bunch of different designs. You can have like the 20 ounce, the 40 ounce. All of that, you can do all the marketing and all that fun stuff. So when I got started, I had to bootstrap it. So I was able to raise around like $120,000 like early on, which covers like the molds and stuff like that. But like, to be able to really market and push the brand, you need way more funds. So instead of just like, going out of business, I was just like, I got to figure out a way to kind of keep the lights on. So I was able to find a really dope customization place where our bottle, because of the style of it and like how the shape of it, we're able to do like full wraps and make it seamless on the bottles. And most of the companies that do custom bottles, they only give you like a little circle spot where you can like put your logo. So that's a big pain point that a lot of corporations was dealing with. Like, yo, we don't have enough creative whatever, like we don't have enough place where we can be creative with our products. So we came along, supplement, you know, black owned being dope.
Uh-huh.
We decided to give people like a full canvas that they can put their artwork on.
That's wild.
And that way, so for events, festivals, whatever, we can customize your bottles.
So does that has to hinder you at some point? How does that? I don't even know how to phrase this question better than that. So do you keep it close to you, like because like I said, you're a small business, to expand further?
Yeah, so pretty much when we
bootstrapping.
When we do those joints, yeah, so because we're bootstrapping, when we do those custom orders and stuff like that for like companies and stuff, that money funnels into the fun stuff, which is us creating more, doing content. We don't post, if you go on my page, I don't even post the custom bottles that we do, like, at all. Mm-hmm. We've done stuff for Adobe Max, Warby Parker, so many Warby. Big companies, Google, yes. Intuit, QuickBooks, like, we do bottles for and all money. Colleges, all these different colleges, stuff like that. We do custom bottles for all of them. But, we typically don't post it unless it's something that we got for sale, like, so the bottle.
You posted something that we seen, and Mike ain't believe it. And then he had to send it to, when he posted it, he sent it to me. You got to explain this a little bit better. Mike, you want to ask him?
Oh, yeah. The Hove.
he's still blowing.
The goat.
Yeah, how did
Man walking regular, but he was holding the strap, like, pause.
He's literally holding it the way you said.
He's supposed to, the way you're supposed to.
Just walking casually, yo. All pause. Black boy. Just walking. I'm like,
yeah.
Wow. How did that happen?
So just being in this space and like and meeting so many creatives and stuff like that, we was able to get in contact with Roc Nation, a rep that was working with Roc Nation. And at the time, Paper Planes, they used to have like these skinny swell looking bottles mm-hmm. that they were yeah. doing, but they weren't doing well. So when they discovered that there was a black on one and like the style of bottle, they were like, yo, like we want to get a sample done. And we want to, you know, potentially see if we can, you know, use supplement bottles to customize for Paper Planes. So we did a cool collab with Paper Planes. It's in their store now. If you go in New York or if you go on their website, we did a super dope collab with Paper Planes. We did probably like four runs of custom bottles for them. So apparently they had a exec meeting, and my guy Ronnie, that's the guy that runs the department over there at Paper Planes at Roc Nation. He was like, yo, like, you know, we want to, you guys got to, you know, create some bottles and send them to us because it's going to be all these execs there. And, you know, Jay-Z might be there. They might give him a bottle. So I'm just like, oh, all right. So I rush everything. Like, yo, get everything done or whatever. So we send it. But like anything, I've sent bottles to plenty of famous people. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Most of them don't even really get it. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm
yeah. Like I'm most people don't get it.
Oh, this shit going. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, most people don't even get him. So
you think Holly Berry getting this? Fuck out of here.
Right. Yo, so when he got, so apparently, and mind you, I got tagged in the original post because he's been using the bottle for like the last like 3 months. But I got tagged in the first post and I was just like, wait. So I was like, yo, is that your bottle? And I'm like, yo, he's out in the Hamptons just like using that joint like regularly now. I keep saying, I said it in my little recap video. He is a billionaire. He has the options to use anything. I'm so any brand. Yeti. Holy, you know what I mean? He could have used Hydro Flask. He could have a Stanley. But my man is walking around with the supplement on multiple occasions. Multiple occasions. You feel me? My main man Hov doing it.
Hov do it. I do it too.
You feel me? And to me, he has his pulse on the culture. You know what I mean? Everybody like Hov is a,
like, he told you,
he's a culture curator. You feel me? He talks that. He in all his raps, and he talks about how he does the most exclusive stuff before anybody else was on it. Like, I was drinking Cristal before y'all was. Like,
what was that feeling, to be honest though?
Yo, the like feeling was crazy. That? It was like, yo, it's like, yo, somebody of his caliber that, you know, and don't get me wrong, I appreciate everybody that uses our bottles. For sure. But like somebody of Jay-Z's caliber that's always like saying he's the first to do something, the watches, all
because,
that stuff.
Because of the urban community,
right?
And what he is actually,
what he's accomplished in the urban community.
Yeah, where he's come from.
The watch subject is sensitive around here because according to him, Fab did it first. So.
Hey, I mean, listen.
I mean, you Fab. Got Hov and then you got Fab.
Right.
And before, and I understand where y'all come from. And I'm going to take it there. The greatest of all time is Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
No, Biggie, Jay, Fat. They're all Brooklynites. So
they all Brooklynites.
Yeah. No, not Junior's a Brooklynite. What's up, son?
We felt I crazy, see you, man. Son.
You know why I call you son? Because you shine like.
But we.
it's a crazy feeling when
it's
you
gotta be
when you on social and you just like, wait,
somebody you look up to.
Yeah, it's like, bro, he's right like there, something bro. That I created, like yeah. on some. Like, and mind you, like you said, we're a small brand. We only been around for a couple years.
I don't feel like you're that small.
Not no
you
more.
You ain't going to be small.
I
mean,
I feel like we won't be that small that much longer, but.
Pause. Time out.
Hey, yo.
I told you it was coming. I told you it was coming, bro.
All right.
I told you it was coming.
You are definitely at the table now. You
that's funny.
You are all right with me. You come back anytime, man. You are all right with me. Listen, man, I am. Where can I get this? Like, these bottles from? Because I'm going to be honest, we're going to probably be running your commercials on here.
Yeah, man.
We'll oh, no, this is staying there, bro. This is the every time that's I love. Come in and drink. Yeah, man. Now I don't have to like, use these bottles anymore. This is my bottle.
I'm out of this other gang.
Yeah, man, supplement gang. Listen, we had a thing we did in L.A. called Supplement That Shit. We was standing outside the Runyon Canyon, and anybody that was walking around with a bottle that was like any brand other than supplement, we was letting them trade it in and giving them a supplement bottle. We plan to do that a couple more times, so like I'll keep people posted, man, because if you out there with the Frugazi, you got to change it up, man.
And coming soon.
Supplement That Shit.
Soul Table. That'd Soul Table.
Is that possible?
Of course it's possible. That's what we do. That's right. What we do.
Soul Table. So, need that.
Uncle Mike, we're going to close this out. You ready to close this out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What you got for me? I know you got something.
Be Dr. King with your collection, but be Dr. Umar with your sneakers. Keep your white laces with white laces and your black laces with black laces.
That's the shit we deal with on a daily basis, so you know.
What camera can... Wait, what? See, somebody Umar. Zoom in on my face?
I don't even...
What?
...know how... That's what we got. Listen,
it wasn't bad, but I just never would have thought of no shit like this. What the fuck?
I want to thank Jay for coming out today and supplementing us.
Thank you very much, bro. I appreciate
for
that.
Sure, man.
From our table to your table. Hopefully, you have us at your table one of these days. We out.
Yep.